What is the most important e-discovery issue today?
Cost control?
Technology-assisted review?
Information management?
Preservation?
From the latest cases to the newest technologies.
Our goal is to expose legal professionals to the most important e-discovery trends
with the brightest e-discovery experts.
Rulemaking,
predictive coding,
litigation hold,
proportionality,
document review,
social media,
efficiency,
ethics,
cooperation. Welcome to the ESI Report, sponsored by Kroll On Track, an e-discovery software and service provider. You are listening to the Legal Talk Network.
Hi, I'm Michelle Lang, and welcome to the ESI Report. E-discovery is a hectic arena where law and technology intersect to provide solutions to complex litigation challenges. From millions of documents to tight production deadlines, no one understands the realities of the e-discovery frenzy better than an e-discovery case manager. Today, we'll be talking about a day in the life of a case manager at Kroll On Track. Joining me for our discussion are two experts, Joe Edlund and Matt Samet, two case managers. Joe Edlund is a Kroll On Track case manager. He partners with law firms and corporate clients to provide sound advice and best practices. Matt Samet has the experience of a case manager and is also a portfolio manager at Kroll On Track. And like Joe, Matt partners with his clients to provide e-discovery solutions. Matt, Joe, thanks for joining me today on the ESI Report.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here, Michelle.
So let's go ahead and get started. Can you guys give us a broad idea of what a case manager does? Joe, why don't you start us off?
Sure, Michelle. You know, basically, a case manager is going to be working with our clients from the beginning of the project, you know, everything from the project kickoff, you know, to the completion of the project, and everything in between. We're going to be working with our clients, you know, to help them establish themselves with the Kroll proprietary software systems, and more importantly, allow them to be able to customize their case and their project the way that they need to be able to have it implemented in their systems so that they can go through, you know, their early case assessment or the ultimate review and then the production. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to establish a working relationship with our clients, and we're going to work with them extensively, and we're going to provide them intimate knowledge of the system. We're going to work with them in terms of training them on our system, and we're going to work hand in hand with them to make sure that they understand exactly what their data sets look like and how they're performing in terms of the database. And then more than anything, we're going to help them meet their deadlines. We're going to strive to exceed expectations for them, and we're going to decrease the client stress. So those are just a few of the things that we're going to do, you know, from working with our clients, you know, from a case manager perspective.
It's almost like you are a guide helping navigate them through the e-discovery process.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're here, you know, to help them through the entire e-discovery process from the moment that they send us their data to recognizing what type of data that we've received to the point of replicating that data into our system and then processing that data into our core proprietary software system where they can actually review the data, be able to look at those documents, and then call down the data that's specifically responsive to that particular project's needs.
So, Matt, it sounds like this isn't something that you do alone as a case manager. It sounds like you would have a network of people behind you, supporting you. Could you talk a little bit about the internal relationships at Kroll On Track that help the case manager really provide that excellent client service?
Frankly, you know, usually case managers here will refer to the team that supports them behind the scenes as engineers on the phone with clients, but it goes a lot further than that. We have a replication team, a data input team, a data management team, a core of processing engineers, data output services, a load file service team. We have a custom development team. Basically, that is for, you know, any of the custom widgets that we might need throughout a process. And we also have a project level support. They are basically our data experts. So clearly, we have a very large number of support teams here, but they all share a common goal, which is providing the best service possible. I think one of the best features about our support teams here at Kroll On Track is exactly how collaborative they are. Communication is a key in this environment. My support team all work to maintain an open dialogue, which allows for efficiencies, repeatability, and consistency in delivery.
You know, whether someone is working with a case manager at Kroll OnTrack or it is a case manager perhaps in a law firm that's working with the corporation that is involved in the litigation, Joe, maybe you can discuss some of the benefits of a case manager on an e-discovery project. What is it about this model that helps make an e-discovery project go successful? Or if you have a bad case manager, what are some of the things that if it's lacking, it's going to show?
You know, one of the things that we take pride here at Kroll OnTrack is the customer service that we deliver our clients. We try to exceed their expectations at all costs. One of the things that we do is we build relationships with our clients, and we think that's one of the most important aspects, you know, initially in terms of getting to know the client, you know, finding out exactly what the client's needs are, where they want to be with that project, what they need to do to get to that project and help them achieve that. But I think what it is, it's the ability for us to work with our clients and customize an approach that is going to make them feel comfortable, number one, with our systems, and number two, that is going to be able to achieve everything that they need to get that case, you know, to the point where they need to, you know, get it to the production or they need to get it, you know, to their, you know, review process. We're going to work with them step by step to make sure that they understand each and every feature and benefit that our databases and our systems offer. And more importantly, what we're going to do is we're going to be there with them to try to resolve any problems that might arise, you know, during the process, because with e-discovery, we always run into, you know, certain situations, you know, where we need to do, you know, custom solutions to help our clients out. And so what we're going to do is we're going to work with them, as I said earlier, really from cradle to grave to make sure that they're comfortable with the system, that they're able to identify the responsive documents in the system, and that they're going to be able to take that project to the point where they can say, you know what, Kroll, you've done a great job now. Now we're going to take it from here and we're going to complete this project. And if we need you in the meantime, we're going to let you know. One of the things that we do as case managers here, though, at Kroll OnTrack is that we're very proactive and we're not reactive. And what that involves is basically just giving our clients a call or an email and just letting them know that we're there for them. Our clients, they love that level of service. We're available 24/7 to them. We also have a 24-hour application support line that they can contact, you know, for other related questions regarding the project. So we're really proud of what we offer here at Kroll OnTrack. And more importantly, we care about our customers and we try to do everything to take care of our clients and make sure that their business needs are met.
You know, Matt, Joe mentioned, teed it up a little bit for us. He mentioned the fact that e-discovery projects don't always go smoothly. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you have encountered in managing e-discovery projects and perhaps how you got through some of those situations?
Absolutely, absolutely. Providing service in, you know, what amounts to technology-driven industry means we have to stay ahead of the curve. As Joe mentioned, you know, being proactive and not reactive is extremely important for us. And one of the challenges right off the bat is staying ahead of technology. I can't tell you how often I am on Google looking up different file extensions in order to identify what they are when, you know, after a client sends us data, after I've looked at it, I have to research what sort of data we're getting in the door just to even identify whether it's something we've seen before. So, you know, technology and how that ties into our processing capability is, you know, one of our major challenges. In line with that is the ever-changing production guidelines we see. Oftentimes, even the most standard production requirements aren't really that standard. There's always something about them that is a little wrinkle or a little twist that we, you know, that we may not have seen before, or that adds a layer of complexity that we wouldn't expect, or the client might not necessarily understand adds a layer of complexity. You know, additionally, on top of that, just hard deadlines. You know, kicking off a project on a Monday with a Friday production deadline is always one of my favorite things. It's a hard week, but it's really gratifying at the end of the week when we've completed our goal and, you know, done a great job with it. Outside that, you know, just generally speaking, there are certain types of file types that could cause issues during processing, and not to get into specifics of the actual file types themselves, but there are those tricky file types that require some sort of conversion or some sort of custom processing as well.
So, Joe, you came to the e-discovery industry after working in legal departments and mortgage banking. Could you tell me one thing that perhaps surprised you or you found unique about being a case manager involved in the e-discovery process versus being involved in legal projects and cases in other areas of litigation?
Yeah, absolutely. I did come from a litigation background, so I worked hand-in-hand, with the attorney firms. In fact, a lot of times I was the client directing the attorney firms in terms of what we wanted. So I was the one that was developing the strategy, behind the legal strategy. And when I came here, I didn't have a lot of experience with the e-discovery. And so I had to learn the process, and we had an extensive training program, that was designed for us, which was exceptional. However, you really don't learn until you start actually working with the clients. And one of the things that I was amazed with is the level of security that Kroll goes through to make sure, that their clients' data is secure. I mean, just the processes, the procedures. I mean, everything is so integral in terms of, how we deliver that data, back up to the database. And one of the things that really struck me is, how we would take certain types of data and we would have the know-how, how to convert that, into an Outlook file or, be able to take this data and be able to put it back up into the database, in a matter of just a couple of hours, or the large projects, within a day. And it was just amazing to see the technology, behind the scenes. A lot of times, we're the ones that are in front with our clients and they don't see, what our other engineers are working on and the different types of proprietary systems that we have developed, to be able to help them out. And that was what I took away as the most shocking process of how involved and how deeply talented our other team members are, to make sure that data is secure, safe, and is put into a database, where the client can review it.
And Matt, perhaps you could talk a little bit about some of your experience as a case manager for Kroll OnTrack, but you've also spent 5 years as an attorney at a large firm where you focus specifically on e-discovery. Do you have one particular case that stands out in your mind, obviously keeping all of your client names and specifics anonymous, but any specific case jumping out at you that was an interesting story?
Oh, absolutely. I had inherited a project from a former colleague, and it wasn't very big at the time that I got it. And within a month, it had just ballooned and ballooned and ballooned into this massive, massive ordeal. And when I say ordeal, I only say ordeal because it was, late nights, early mornings. But I had fostered some really good relationships with both the law firm that was managing as well as the end corporate client. And I worked with them due to the fact that they were getting concerned about, the volume of data that was coming in. And in fact, in some cases, they weren't prepared for the amount of the volume we were receiving. I worked with them consulting and trying to figure out a way to keep costs down, keep the volume of data down so that it was manageable. And during this process, we kind of ran into a situation where we identified that they had been, with a certain file type, actually PDFs, they had been copying and pasting images over each other, and it was wreaking havoc on the processing. In fact, we identified it about a month after these documents started to show up in our system, and they were very confused and concerned as to what was going on. We gave them an explanation, and they were very comfortable with it, and it took us about a month internally here and, many late nights and a lot of long meetings, but we figured out a way to not only fix their data, but to proactively scope for it in the future and apply that where necessary for other databases. So in essence, what was a headache at the time has actually saved other clients without them even knowing that it's, the benefits they're reaping from this one situation. So not only did I have a chance to really put on my consultative hat and approach this from a how do we keep your costs and volume down, but also I got to wear my technical hat and spend a lot of time with our engineering department in identifying not only a fix and a solution for the problem, but how to scope it going forward.
Sounds great. If you guys have a few minutes, I want to stay for something a little bit fun. Here on the ESI Report, we like to, like I said, have a little fun. And since you guys seem to have hectic but fun jobs, I did a little bit of research and came up with some other industries and other people that perhaps have hectic but fun jobs. And I thought we could play a little bit of trivia. You guys up for it?
Sounds fun. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So we know that, like I said, being a case manager is hectic, but perhaps a little quirky. Can you tell me what a cow puncher does? So someone with the title of cow puncher. Joe, any thoughts? Why don't you take that one?
A cow puncher. Well, I guess that must be some type of tool that a farmer uses, you know, to punch the cow, you know, to make him to make the milk come out. I have no idea, Michelle.
Well, you know, you are at least in the right industry. It does have to do with livestock, and a cow puncher is someone that herds and brands cattle on farms. It's a real life cattle rancher. It's just another name for it. How about another one? We'll stick with the animal theme, Matt. What does a snake milker do?
Interesting. Is that the gentleman or the woman who extracts venom from snakes?
Yes. Did you use your phone? You must have Googled it. You are exactly right.
I think he did. I think he Googled it.
Yeah. I'm a big reptile fan.
Oh, well then that's perfect that you got this one. You're absolutely right. A snake milker collects poisonous snake venom from the fangs of snakes for scientific purposes. So sometimes you might feel like your job as a case manager is a little rough or hectic, maybe even like today, Matt. But, you know, your job is not a snake milker, so you should be happy. We'll do one more. How about a wrinkle chaser? Joe, any ideas? Wrinkle chaser?
A wrinkle chaser?
Chaser. Wrinkle chaser.
Huh. Well, it's got to be something involved, you know, with a Broadway production, maybe perhaps with makeup, you know, where they're removing the wrinkles, you know, and the chafing that occurred. Yeah, that's my guess.
How about Matt? Anything? You see if you can go two for two?
I think Joe's guess is about as good as any guess could possibly be on that question, frankly. I'm going to stand behind Joe.
So a wrinkle chaser is someone that irons wrinkles from shoes. If you can think about perhaps women's shoes and how they have to be smooth, dress shoes, they are someone that irons the wrinkles from shoes as they are being made so they're perfectly smooth.
I'm going to have to hire a wrinkle chaser for my shoes then. Yep.
And you could probably compare that to being an eDiscovery case manager, and that's your job to sort of iron wrinkles out of eDiscovery projects. Matt Samet and Joe Edlund, thank you guys, Crawl on Track case managers, for another great conversation on the ESI Report.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And that wraps up another edition of the ESI Report. Thank you to everyone listening. I would love to hear your eDiscovery war stories, just like stories from Matt and Joe, eDiscovery case managers. Drop me a note if you have an interesting eDiscovery war story. I'm on Twitter at Michelle C.S. Lang, or post a note on Crawl on Track's Facebook page. I'll make sure I see it. And as always, follow Crawl on Track's blog, theediscoveryblog.com. Until next time, I'm Michelle Lang, signing off for the ESI Report.
This was another edition of the ESI Report, sponsored by Crawl on Track. Be sure to follow Crawl on Track on Facebook and Twitter, or learn more about Crawl on Track software and services at www.crawlontrack.com. Thanks for listening to the ESI Report, produced by the broadcast professionals at Legal Talk Network. Join Michelle Lang for her next podcast on the latest e-discovery trends. Subscribe to the RSS feed on LegalTalkNetwork.com or in iTunes. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.